everyone. I'm Alan Wenzel, and I welcome you to the May 30th, 2024 episode of FreePod. As always, we are proud to bring you this short weekly podcast with the help of a large volunteer group dedicated to providing objective news specific to our community.
And I'm Lynn Fever, and let's get started on the news you've been missing. Cleanup continues throughout Freeport after a violent storm rumbled through the city last week, leaving many without power, huge trees uprooted, and branches down in many locations. The winds were clocked at 90 miles an hour, according to the National Weather Service. Large fallen trees blocked several streets, and there was widespread damage to homes. City crews worked through the night, and then other crews took over during the day to clear the debris. More than 3,000 households were without power, but most of those were restored by the next day thanks to ComEd workers who were ready to go. Thanks to everyone. We appreciate your work. City crews began yesterday moving through Freeport to pick up branches knocked down by the storm. If you're able, you can take your branches to 2133 Walnut across from the fairgrounds, but otherwise, please pile them up on the curb as crews move throughout the city for the next few days to pick them up. FreePod reporters have sent in many photos of the damage, and they're on our website.
The Freeport Pretzel boys baseball season ended last Thursday in a Class 3A regional semifinal loss to the Dixon Dukes at Veterans Memorial Field in Dixon. The fifth-seeded Dukes scored 6 runs in the top of the 8th inning and held on to beat the fourth-seeded Pretzels 9-7. Now, even though the regional loss ended the Pretzel season, the baseball team finished the year with its third straight 20-win season, the first time that's happened in the school's history. As a matter of fact, since 2017, when Sean Dasher took over as head coach, the baseball team has won or shared 2 Nick 10 League baseball titles. The first titles since the 1998 team went 30-4 behind future All-Big Ten pitchers Drew Dickinson and Matt Vorwald. Good luck next season to the Pretzel boys baseball team as it seeks to continue its historic run.
And this next story, Alan, bugs me. They're back. They're back. Billions of cicadas are appearing as a part of the rare double emergence that hasn't happened in more than 200 years. After months of anticipation, the cicadas have finally begun to emerge in the Freeport area, and it should be quite an experience. Broods 13 and 19 are simultaneously burrowing up from their underground slumber. I guess they're not everywhere yet, and their loud buzz hasn't yet begun, but they're starting to make their presence known. And you should know that generally cicadas are harmless. They don't bite, they don't have stingers, they provide a valuable food source for many birds and other animals. But the female cicadas laying eggs on leaves can cause damage to vulnerable small trees and shrubs. Young plants between 2 and 3 years old are the most vulnerable. In general, cicadas are not particular, meaning they will use a wide variety of trees and shrubs as hosts. According to the Morton Arboretum in Lyle, cicadas tend not to prefer plants where sap or gum could prevent an egg hatch. So this includes conifers like pine, spruce, fir, and maybe also cherry trees, peaches, and plums. Unfortunately, other trees they might like better include oak, maple, hickory, and birch, as well as apple trees, peaches, pears, and some shrubs like roses, lilacs, and forsythia. I'm not looking forward to that part. Now, if you want to try to protect trees and shrubs, you can wrap them with a fabric called tulle because it's breathable and allows sunlight to reach your plants. But any type of netting can work as long as the openings are no bigger than a quarter inch across. You may also be able to prevent cicadas from making home in your trees and bushes by wrapping the base in foil or some kind of barrier tape. And if you choose to wrap your plants, you should probably do it soon and keep them wrapped through mid-June. Interestingly, experts do not recommend pesticides. They're generally ineffective against cicadas and may harm other critters. And cicadas cannot breed indoors. All in all, many experts say the worry might not be worth the trouble. After all, there will be billions of them, and according to one noted entomologist, they're here, it's temporary, and there's really no escaping them. Have a good time.
Well, Lynn, now that you've warned us about the coming of the cicadas, we might as well take time to celebrate their arrival. And we can do that with the Joe Davis Conservation Foundation series of really fun events that they plan for families beginning this weekend. Starting Friday, May 31st, and through Sunday, June 2nd, the Conservation Foundation of Jordavis County is having something called the Emergence Convergence. You can check out the schedule for the events on the Conservation Foundation's website at jdcf.org or follow them on Facebook. And Lynn, let's look out for those cicadas.
I have a better idea. The summer reading program at Freeport Public Library starts on Monday, June 3rd, and continues through August 10th. Sign up for this free program, no bugs, for all ages, and it begins on Monday. This year's theme is Adventure Begins at Your Library, and the library encourages everyone to dive into pages of thrilling tales, explore far-off lands, and meet fascinating characters along the way. Participants can pick up their reading log, track their progress, and enjoy lots of free programs for kids, teens, and adults, performers, book clubs, and more. Studies show that children can lose significant progress in reading and math over the summer break, so you can help prevent this loss by encouraging your students to read throughout the summer. Get everyone ready for an adventure and join the summer reading program beginning Monday at the library.
Do you know a Freeport hero? There are lots of them, and now's the time to recognize their efforts in our community. The United Way of Northwest Illinois started the Small Town Heroes campaign in 2016 as a way to acknowledge the unsung heroes in Northwest Illinois. Now, in its eighth year, the FHN-sponsored campaign highlights the amazing contributions of individuals in Stevenson, Jordavis, and Carroll counties. The campaign, now in its eighth year, includes inspiring stories from the winners, as well as artistic photographs by Kurt Keister Photography. Nomination forms, which are available on the United Way website, must be completed by July 1st, and a recognition ceremony will be held after the Lincoln Douglas 5K run on August 10th at Taylor Park in Freeport. For more information on what types of information to include in your nomination of a Freeport hero, please visit www.uwni.org.
And here's a story called Food Fight for Cancer. On Friday, June 14th, you can support friends of the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHN Memorial Hospital as they dish out some fun with taste-tempting treats, entertaining performances, and great company. That's Friday, June 14th from 5:30 to 9:30 at the Wagner House in downtown Freeport. This year's Food Fight Against Cancer supports the foundation's campaign to purchase a new linear accelerator for radiation oncology. You'll dine on delicious hors d'oeuvres and desserts from a variety of local caterers and restaurants, and a cash bar will be available. For this year's entertainment, costumed FHN team members will present a variety of songs in an Unmask the Singer performance. Audience vote will determine which singers move forward in each round and ultimately who wins. You can save your favorite singer from elimination with donations to the Cancer Center. Admission to the event is $35 for a single ticket or two tickets for $65, and table pricing is also available. For more information or to purchase tickets, contact the FHN Foundation at 599-6441 or visit the FHN website.
The Lindo Theater in downtown Freeport will soon be adding alcoholic beverages to its theater refreshments and concessions. The Freeport City Council approved a special use license for the Lindo Theater in Freeport that will allow moviegoers to enjoy alcoholic beverages with their movies. Now, moviegoers must be attending a movie on the premises and may purchase only one beverage per ticket. All drinks will be served in their original containers, including mixed drinks, and of course, standard age restrictions apply. The new ordinance, which was created with the input of both the Liquor Commission and Classic Cinemas, creates a very restrictive new license class for theater alcohol sales. The Lindo joins Classic Cinema's other 15 theaters in Northern Illinois, all of which have licenses to sell alcohol. Now, this action provides further support to the Lindo, which is an important anchor business in downtown Freeport. According to multiple surveys by the Greater Freeport Partnership, the top two reasons why people choose to go to downtown Freeport are, number one, to go to the U.S. Post Office, and number two, to attend the Lindo Theater. And according to Greater Freeport Partnership geotracking data, From April 1st, 2023 to March 31st, 2024, 180,000 trips to the movies at the Lindo were made by 73,000 people.
When Diego Jepez Sosa decided to travel 4,000 miles from his hometown in Venezuela to play golf at a junior college in the United States, he was a little nervous. He thought that most Americans were a little cold and standoffish, and he wasn't sure that he would feel welcome. Well, the junior college he headed to was Highland, here in Freeport, and the warmth he received from the HCC community broke all his stereotypes about Americans. He says everyone was so nice and helpful. On the way here, my luggage got lost, but our athletic director, Pete Norman, took me to Marshall's to get a few clothes so I could make it through the first days. And my coach and teammates were so friendly. I knew right away that I'd love this place. And I was right. I want to graduate from here. Diego has also been blown away by the quality of the golf facilities in America. The courses are amazing here, he says. They're so much more groomed, and the greens are so fast. There's no comparison. When I first started golfing here, I felt like I was on TV. Diego's favorite local links are the Park Hills West Course, where he has a love-hate relationship with hole number 12. It's challenging, he explains, and it gets the best of me way too often. His best memory of last year's season was when he scored a medal at the Fall Conference Tournament in Byron. He got sixth out of 61 competitors. That really encouraged me, he said. It motivated me to keep working. Well, now Diego is heading back to Venezuela for a nice long summer visit, and he can hardly wait to see his family and friends and, of course, golf with his dad and brother. But I like the food here, he says. My favorite American dinner is shepherd's pie, and I love to get two double burgers and fries at Culver's. That's my favorite fast food. When Diego returns to Freeport in the fall, he will continue working toward his associate degree in business and hone his golf skills under the tutelage of Coach Javier Jazzo. He's eager to come back. I have no words to describe it, he says. It makes me smile.
Lynn, as you and many of our listeners know, Freeport and the surrounding area is part of the Mississippi Flyway, which is an important spring-fall migratory route for millions of birds each year. Now, through June 15th, you can help these migratory birds. You can assist them along this regional route by, one, reducing your use of pesticides and fertilizers. Secondly, maintain natural vegetation such as forests and grasslands. And three, keep your pet cats inside or on a leash. Now, since lighting plays an important role in the bird's migratory signals, it's also important to minimize any confusion due to artificial lights. You can help by turning off all unnecessary lights, including landscape lighting, the lights of trees, or lights of gardens where the birds may be resting, from 11 p.m. to sunrise. You can also close your blinds at night to reduce the amount of light being emitted from windows. I tell you what, Lynn, the birds will appreciate your help, my help, and all of our help as we try to give them a safe trip north.
Some of them might appreciate the cicadas, too. Who knows, huh? And we've got three events in Freeport that we're looking forward to in the coming week to let you know about. First of all, a community forum next Wednesday morning, June 5th, where Mayor Jody Miller, County Board Chair Scott Helms, and Township Supervisor Patrick Sellers will address local issues affecting our business and our community. The forum will run from 7:30 to 9 a.m. at the Stevenson County Farm Bureau, 201 West Spring in Freeport. Everyone's invited to attend and learn more about how the city, the county, and the township are working on behalf of our local citizens. So that's next Wednesday morning at the Farm Bureau.
That evening, June 5th, the Freeport branch of the NAACP is hosting a program, Healing Together, One Story at a Time. This program will include local panelists who will share stories of their experiences with racism. The program, open to the public, will begin at 6:30 Wednesday, June 5th at Freeport High School's Jeanette Lloyd Theater at 701 West Empire. This program is a very important step in the process toward achieving racial healing in a community. The evening's program includes guest speaker and panelist Vicki Stott from the Office for Racial Equity and Community Engagement at the W.K. Kellogg Foundation in Battle Creek, Michigan. In her role, Stott is responsible for developing and coordinating grant making for positive systemic change in historically marginalized communities and with vulnerable children. All are invited to this event at 6:30 p.m. Wednesday, June 5th, to learn ways to help bring our community together. Again, this program will be at Freeport Junior High School's Jeanette Lloyd Theater.
And on Friday, June 7th, Music on Chicago kicks off its schedule of 3 months' worth of downtown entertainment with a performance by In the Sticks, which is one of the hottest modern country cover bands to emerge from the Chicagoland area. The event will be held downtown, Freeport Art Museum Plaza at 15 South Douglas Street. Local food trucks will be on hand. Beverages will also be available for purchase. Admission is $5 per person. Children under 5 are free. Music on Chicago is a community arts entertainment collaboration hosted by the Greater Freeport Partnership. And finally, as we close, we've got a shout out ahead for the Tutty Baker Festival, which is returning to Freeport again beginning July 12th for a fun-filled long weekend of live music, a carnival, fireworks, a car show, a parade, food trucks, a craft fair, vendors, a 5K run, kayaking. Will that keep you busy enough, Alan?
Well, as long as the cicadas aren't here, we'll be fine.
Okay. Well, we'll have more information about the festival in future podcasts. But in the meantime, you can check the official Facebook and Instagram pages for details about the Tutty Baker event.
We would also like to let you know that there is a new free pod feature. Tuesday in-depth interviews with area newsmakers and personalities will begin next Tuesday, June 4th. Our first in-depth interview will feature Jessica Modica, Executive Director of the Freeport Art Museum, who will share the exciting plans for the future home of the museum. Now, the interview will air at noon on Tuesday, June 4th, and if you are subscribed to FreePod through a podcast platform, you will receive notification of it as soon as it's posted. It will also be posted on the FreePod website for a limited time, as are all of our previous newscast episodes. So, be sure to join me next Tuesday at noon for my conversation with Jessica Modica. And next Thursday, June 6th, we'll be right back here again with our regular newscast at noon. So, there will now be 2 weekly FreePod productions for your enjoyment. The in-depth interviews on Tuesday and the regular newscast on Thursdays. We'll hope you join us for both. A reminder, if you haven't yet subscribed to FreePod through the podcast platform of your choice, please visit our website at www.freepod.org for super easy instructions on how to do it, so that you'll never miss notification of a new FreePod episode.
And with that, time's up for this week. But tune in again next week for more about Freeport City businesses, plans, progress, area rewards and recognition, and the local impact of state and national news. As we say each week, FreePod couldn't come to you without the help of many local supporters. We're especially appreciative of the Mass Communications Department at Highland Community College for producing this podcast, as well as our editors, liaisons, and reporters for the time they volunteer to bring the news to you. Thank you, Highland. Thank you, Team FreePod. And again, I'm Lynn Fever, here with Alan Wenzel. We hope you'll check back next week for more of the news you've been missing. Thanks for listening.